With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Typically, the hospitality industry on the Monterey Peninsula employs more than 23,000 workers. But these are not normal times. As KAZU's Doug McKnight reports, restaurants and workers are now struggling to find a new normal.
If you call a Monterey County restaurant these days, you may get a voicemail. Alyssa and her husband, Anthony Carnazzo, are owners of The Stationery, a neighborhood restaurant and coffee shop tucked away in a small courtyard in Carmel by the sea. An herb garden sits out front. The couple and their children live upstairs. Tuesday's shelter-in-place order by Monterey County's Public Health Department changed their business and their lives in an instant. Anthony Carnazzo says under the order, restaurants can no longer offer table service.
We used to be a sit-down restaurant that did a little bit of to-go. Now we have zero sit-down. Now we're a to-go restaurant. And what does that look like?
It means rethinking everything from marketing to menu. Food now has to be able to travel.
If it needs to go down a bumpy road and travel for 15 minutes, it's still going to be good at the other end.
So lose the delicate stuff. Then there's the whole business side, taking orders, collecting payments, arranging pickups. All in the new world of social distancing. And in order to survive, those changes have to be made immediately.
So it is happening, not just changing day by day, but changing, hour by hour. And we're doing our best to try and basically create a new business overnight.
Carnazzo says the hardest decision he had to make was to let his nearly 20-person staff go. TJ Ellis was the restaurant's barista. For him, everything changed Tuesday morning.
And about 5 a.m., I read the email saying that we were going to be closed, and it was, extremely upsetting.
Because for TJ, the restaurant was more than just a paycheck.
The Stationery was honestly like my happiness, like my home. And being there and serving people was what kept me content.
He says he's still trying to figure out his next step. But Stationery is not the only business affected by the virus.
All the retail stores, restaurants, everything like that is kind of just done.
He says his younger brother just arrived from Baltimore in hopes of finding work on the peninsula. Now with two in the house, Ellis is trying to think creatively about how to make ends meet.
We were trying to think of little things to do for our landlord that would help deduct rent.
If that doesn't work, he says he and his brother may have to move home to Baltimore. Back at Stationery, Anthony Carnazzo sits in the office of his now empty restaurant.
It's painfully quiet. The only noise to come from meat right now is kind of the hum of the refrigerators.
He says he misses the sound of his customers and his employees. And then he recalls how his staff helped him close down the restaurant on the last day.
And my team, as always, did a beautiful job of cleaning up the restaurant. So everything is perfectly placed. All the tables are as they should be. All the silverware is polished. All the glasses are polished on the shelves. It's a restaurant ready to go, ready to feed people. But it's going to be a while before we're able to do that again.
Sadly, for restaurants and workers all over California, this may be the week that changes their world forever. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.